boy is Everett? Well, that would mean he's my brother.
Yes, but I thought Everett died when he was two, when you were in captivity.
He was hurt badly in a fall at the dig. They took him to hospital, and Thelma and I were later told that he died there. Apparently he lived after all.
But why on earth would he be with Dalton?
I don't know. Unless...
What? What?
It's very strange, but you remember that I told you Dalton was always in love with Thelma?
Yes.
Well, maybe in some twisted way, he believes that Everett should have been his son. So he kidnapped him and raised him as his own.
I am once again repulsed.
Well, that's it.
What?
That should be enough to arrest him, right? You have proof that he kidnapped my son.
Well, actually, we...
Oh, no, what now?
Well, we don't actually have proof. All we have is your word that he's your son.
You don't believe me?
Well, of course I do. Absolutely. But the NSA will want solid proof before they storm in there. The only proof we can get that he kidnapped Everett's the same proof that he kidnapped you.
The tape upstairs.
Exactly. You know, we should call my dad.
Oh, you could. Or you could wait and talk to him in person.
What do you mean?
Well, as soon as he found out that Dalton was coming back here, Mr. Whitaker got on a plane to New York himself.
Oh, that's great. We're going to need all the help we can get.
Indeed.
Everett?
Dad!
Hey! Hey, big man, how are you?
You're home early.
Yeah. Well, I cut the trip a little short. How was your game?
We won, 5-3.
Ooh. Did you score any goals?
No, but I stopped one. This kid had an open break down the field, nothing but the goal in front of him. I caught up and kicked the ball away at the very last second.
Good job. You know, I'm so mad I missed it. But I'll be there for the next one, I promise.
Okay, it's at home next Friday.
He's acting like he's his father.
Well,
he's acting like a good father.
I wasn't expecting this.
What?
Everett loves him.
He doesn't know the truth, Dad.
Can we turn this off, please?
Sure.
Are you all right?
Excuse me, I just need some air.
Tomorrow.
Well, that's what he said. We intercepted a phone call from Dalton to his guard.
Uh-huh.
They're leaving in the morning, and the movers will be here tomorrow afternoon.
What, Dalton's moving?
Huh. Well, since he knows you're in New York, he probably thinks you're on his trail. Which you are.
Yes.
But he doesn't know we're in this hotel, correct?
Well, he didn't give any indication of it.
Hmm.
You know, I'm thinking that this couldn't be more perfect.
Perfect? Dalton's leaving town!
Yes, but he's given us our chance. His place will be completely empty for at least an hour tomorrow morning.
But how do we get up there? Only Dalton and the guard know the code.
Not true.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the guard punch in the numbers.
Oh.
So Leonard and I go up, I put in the code,
uh-huh.
We get in the antique room using the recording of Dalton's voice.
Cleverly recorded by Katrina. Yeah.
Leonard grabs the tape.
As soon as I find the Ashanti box.
Now, Eugene, you stay here to make absolutely sure no one goes up there.
Of course, I've become something of an expert at watching the monitors.
Okay, now we're done in no more than 10 minutes, tops. Sound like a plan?
Well, I agree with everything but one point.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that?
Leonard shouldn't go.
What?
Why not?
Well, there's a greater danger now that Dalton's back. We don't want to take any chance that he'll run into you.
Well, then, who goes with Jason? Eugene?
No, I will.
But, what?
But my dad needs to be there to ID the box.
Well, I'm an archaeologist, too. I know exactly the type of box we're looking for.
Ah. Huh.
Any objections, Leonard?
No. I'll do whatever I can to get my son back. If that tape's the only way to do it, and you're the best person to find the box, then by all means, go.
Good. It's settled, then. And why don't you three get some sleep? Whatever happens, tomorrow is going to be a big day.
Oh, hello, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi, Eugene. You're still awake?
I couldn't sleep.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why were you so eager to trade places with my father? I mean, he's seen the artifact. Doesn't it make better sense that he go instead of you?
Well, yes, it does.
Then I'm not sure I follow.
Eugene, I'm not sure how to put this delicately.
Oh, then please be tactless.
Well, if something were to happen to me, I know where I'm going. Now, the same isn't true for your father.
Oh, I see. Because he's not a Christian.
Yes.
But you're not expecting something to happen to you, are you?
Well, I'm praying, but I'm also prepared.
For what?
For whatever. But your father isn't.
Indeed. Perhaps I should do some praying of my own.
That sounds like a very good idea.
Showtime.
We're at the keypad, Eugene.
Roger.
Since when do you say Roger?
Since Jason objected to my use of the word confirmatory.
Security code required.
Your wish is my command.
Welcome.
Come on, Dad.
It worked, Eugene. We're in.
Roger. Let me know if you need help identifying the box.
Now, you're watching the security monitors, right, Eugene?
Yes, sir. No activity.
Okay, we're at the antique room. You got the recording, Dad?
Yeah, I do. Now, let's see if this thing works.
Dalton, Kern.
Got it!
We're in.
Just have to find the right box.
Uh-oh. Mr. Whitaker.
Yes?
Everett just got on the elevator in the lobby.
Oh.
He's heading up.
What? I thought he left with Dalton.
I guess he's coming back for something.
You guys have to stall him.
But how? I know how. I'll get the elevator to stop on this floor. Hi, Everett.
Oh, hello.
Do you have a moment to talk? I need to show you something.
What?
You should have seen this picture a long time ago.
That's the picture I showed you yesterday, except it's different. How did you get it?
I've had it for over 20 years. Notice who's next to your mother?
You are. That's weird.
Well, in the picture that you have, I've been cut out.
Dad said the picture got ripped a long time ago.
I'm sure it did. He ripped it so you wouldn't see me.
Why would he do that?
Well, I'll tell you, but it's a long story. Can you get out of the elevator?
All right.
Thank you. You see, Everett, this story is really about you.
Me?
What do you remember about Africa when you were little?
I didn't go to Africa.
Do you remember how you got that scar on your back?
How do you know about my scar?
Well, I was there when you fell.
You were?
Yes. I was with you every day until your second birthday.
Really? Why?
Look at the back of your picture.
It has writing on the back, but it's all scribbled out. Dad says it was a note from Mom, but it got ruined.
I remember what it said before it was ruined. It was a note from your father, actually. Do you want to hear what it said?
Okay.
Dear Everett, thank you for being my son. My arms ache to hold you, but you are always in my mind, my heart, and my hopes. You are my greatest treasure. Love, Dad. I went over and over in my mind for weeks what I should write.
You wrote this?
I did.
But it's to your son. So you're saying that...
I'm your father, Everett. You don't know how sorry I am that I haven't been there for you.
I
am so sorry that you had to find out like this.
Don't come near me.
Everett, please.
I've got to go.
Where are you going?
Upstairs.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Because right now there are two men up there trying to find something.
Find something, you mean... steal something?
Well...
I get it. You don't want me to tell Dad that you're stealing from him.
No, that's not it.
You're lying to me.
Think about it, Everett. Don't you remember your mother in Africa? Don't you remember the hut we stayed in?
No.
The sound of the rain on the tin roof at night?
No.
The smell of the earthy jungle?
No, I don't remember.
Everett?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm leaving.
You can't go upstairs.
I'm going back to the lobby. Bye.
Are you okay, Dad?
I handled that badly.
Do you think we're in the clear?
I don't know. It's a lot to lay on anyone, especially a boy his age.
Aha! This is it, the ivory box.
Time for the moment of truth. False bottom.
Uh-huh. Well?
It's here, Eugene. We have the tape.
Who's that?
Come on, let's get out of here.
Eugene, we're headed to the elevator.
Wait. Oh, no.
What?
The Dalton and the guard are getting in the elevator in the lobby. They're coming up.
Oh, no.
Come on, try the stairs, Dad.
Yeah, there's the keypad.
Security code required.
It didn't work.
Oh, try again. Oh, it must be a different code for the stairs.
We're trapped. Eugene, you've got to stop the elevator.
Can't this elevator go any faster?
What happened?
I don't know. Push the button again.
Nothing.
Well, something's up. Here, help me with this door.
Trying to get out of the elevator. They're prying the door open.
Eugene, set the Edulink to receive video.
But why should I?
Just do it.
Roger.
What's your plan?
We're going to transmit video from the camera to the guys downstairs.
Of course.
Though, we still have the question of getting out of here.
Well, we can hide in a back room. Maybe Dalton won't see us and we can get down the elevator.
Okay. All right, it's ready to play, Eugene.
Go ahead and transmit.
All right, here goes. Please, Lord, let it work. Are you getting this, Eugene?
Recording every frame.
Leonard, is this the right tape?
Yes, this is it. That's footage of the dig itself.
Oh, thank you, God.
How long is the whole tape?
Probably half an hour, but the next few minutes are the most important.
Oh, just listen to Mommy, Everett. Whatever happens, stay under the bed.
I'm getting this on tape.
No time for that, Leonard.
This is the only way, Thelma. Oh, somebody has to see what's happening. Oh. Yeah. Dalton came back to the village tonight. Aziz said he was very...
Leonard!
Hide it!
I leave for 6 months. 6 months. All you dig up is more worthless Ashanti junk.
I'm sorry, Dalton. We're working as fast as we can.
Where's the gold? I don't see a single piece.
The gold deposit ran out.
You're a liar. You found gold and you're hiding it.
Dalton, I promise you.
Let's not forget that you have a son here. Do I need to give you a little more motivation?
If you ever lay a hand on Everett,
Yeah, you what? What? You can't do anything. Where's the boy? Somebody better speak up. All right, I'll find him myself. Everett! Everett! Come on out! Ah, there you are.
Oh.
Get away from him! Get off me!
No.
Ow.
Everett!
Is that really my dad? Let me see.
Turn it off, Jason.
No.
So, Leonard is my father?
Yes.
My dad really did all those terrible things?
I'm afraid so. I'm sorry, son.
No, I'm sorry.
For what?
I told my dad you were up here.
What?
Oh, no.
He said to wait in the lobby, but I wanted to see what happened.
Oh.
So I came up the stairs. I'm sorry.
There. Now, I think I can squeeze through. Good. Okay, I'm going upstairs.
Right behind you.
No. You stay in the elevator. I don't want them sneaking down that way.
Yes, sir. Maybe I can get this thing going again.
Dalton's coming up the stairs.
Jason, take Everett.
Where are you going?
The kitchen. Once I distract Dalton, you and Everett get out of here.
All right, but I don't know the code for the stairs.
I know it.
Good. I'll keep him in the kitchen as long as I can.
How are you getting out?
Don't worry about me.
Everett, get in the cabinet with me and don't make a sound.
Okay.
Come out, wherever you are. Just come out, and we can talk about it. Who's there?
My father's distracting him. That's our cue. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
Eugene, we're going to the stairs.
Stairs are clear, but be careful. The guard's getting off the elevator on your floor.
John Wick.
Whittaker?
Oh, fancy meeting you here, Dalton.
Well, what are you doing here?
I don't suppose you'd believe me if I said that I'm here to pay you a friendly visit.
Yeah, where's Leonard?
Leonard who?
Look, I don't have time for this. Vasquez!
It was a boring conversation anyway.
You just gave him a $50,000 bump on the head. That vase was 300 years old.
Oh, sorry.
Never mind. Hey, what was that?
Go down the stairs to room 847.
Where are you going?
To help Dad. Just go. Okay, Eugene, I'm gonna...
No, you're not.
Ah, another $50,000. Couldn't you use a wrench?
Sorry, boss.
Hey, Everett went down the stairs. Let's go.
Gotcha.
Get in here, Everett. Hurry!
Everett, stop!
Dalton, get behind me. Everett!
Ah, well, Leonard.
Dalton, I can't say the years have been kind to you.
What have you done with Mr. Whittaker and Jason?
They'll be fine. Leonard, we have so much to catch up on. But as I'm a gentleman and concerned about my son here, that'll have to wait until another time. Everett, come on, let's go.
No!
No what?
You can't take Everett.
You think you have a say in this?
No, Vasquez. Don't get excited. I'm sure we can end this without any unnecessary violence. Can't we, Leonard?
Not if it involves you taking my son, we can't.
My friend, I know that you always wanted a son. But is your mind so deluded that you think...
Stop the charade, Dalton. Everett knows the truth.
Yeah, you can make up whatever story you want. Won't change the facts. Everett, come on, we gotta go. Get out of the way, Leonard.
If you're gonna take Everett, you're gonna have to go through me.
Get out of the way.
No!
Fine. Vasquez?
Yes, sir.
Wait! I'm going with my dad.
What?
I believe him.
But how can you believe him after what you've seen?
Just let us go.
You heard the boy, Leonard. Everett, go get in the elevator. I'll be right there.
Okay.
Dalton, you can't.
I can. I'm going.
I won't let you go.
Leonard, when have you ever been able to control me? Vasquez, tie up Leonard and take him in the other car.
What? No.
You actually think you can get away with this?
What about him, the obnoxious one?
We don't need him. Just tie him up and leave him.
No.
Stop it. I'll see you at our meeting place in a few hours.
Yes, sir.
Get your hands off.
Well, you don't have to worry, Everett. We're safe now.
Okay. Dad?
Yes, son?
Where are we going?
We have to get out of town for a while. Some people may be looking for us.
Why?
Well, Leonard probably told a lot of lies about us, you see?
Why is he so mad at you?
Well, he feels that I cheated him.
Did you?
Of course not. Well, why are you asking me these questions?
I want to know what happened. How did Mom die?
Come on now, you know that already.
You said she died when I was born.
Look, Everett, I don't want to talk about this now.
But I want to know.
Look, I'll explain everything in time.
But we don't have much time.
Why not?
I'm sorry, Dad.
For what?
This.
What is that?
A tracking device.
You had it the whole time?
Jason gave it to me back at the house.
Pull over!
Dad, I'm really sorry.
Don't turn. We know you're in there. Come out with your hands up.
Don't be sorry, Everett.
Oh, Dad.
I don't regret a minute with you, Everett. You know that, don't you? Not one minute.
Come out now, or we're coming in.
I'm sorry, son.
How much longer do you think we'll have to wait?
Who knows? It's the government. When are they ever in any hurry? You really saved the day, Everett.
I guess so.
Thank you for doing the right thing. Son?
You're welcome, Leonard.
This is going to take some getting used to, isn't it?
Yeah.
We'll take it slow. Promise.
I'm going to go watch TV in the lobby.
I'll go with you.
I'll be here if you want to talk.
Bye.
Leonard, there you are. Dad and I have good news for you.
What is it?
The NSA verified the tape, and it's definitely solid evidence.
Wonderful!
Combined with the recordings we got, that would have been enough to put Dalton away for a long time.
Wait, would have been? Is there a problem?
No, not at all. In fact, that's the biggest news. Dalton's made a full confession to everything, including the kidnapping of Everett.
You're joking!
Nope. But we still have to do a full debrief with everyone. Where's Eugene?
In the lobby with Everett.
All right. Well, we'll need you to give your statement in just a little bit.
I'm ready.
I'll be back when I'm through with Eugene.
Well, everything all right?
It will be eventually. It's been a difficult day.
Oh, yes, for all of us.
I must ask you one thing, though. What was your plan at the end?
When?
When you ran off to distract Dalton. How were you going to get out of there?
Well, I didn't have time to think about that. I wasn't sure that I would get out.
But you knew what Dalton could do to you.
Yes, but I couldn't let Everett and Jason get captured.
So you realized you could die, and you were all right with that?
Well, I didn't want it to come to that, but if it did, I was ready.
I admit that I misjudged you, Whit. I'm sorry.
No need to be sorry.
And I'm thankful that Eugene has a man like you as a mentor. I only hope I can be the same sort of man for Everett.
Oh, you will, Leonard. This is just the beginning of a whole new adventure for you.
That was quite the up-and-down adventure. But I'm glad that everything turned out right in the end. You know, Eugene and his father talked a lot about faith during their adventures. Discussing our faith is very important. But there comes a time when talking isn't enough. James 2:17 says that faith without action is dead. In today's show, we saw how Eugene, Whit, and Jason put their faith into action. Eugene helped rebuild a village for people in trouble. Jason worked to stop a dangerous man. And Whit sacrificed his own safety to keep Leonard and Everett out of harm's way. Just like Eugene, Jason, and Whit, our faith should guide every action and every decision we make, whether large or small. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Top Floor was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound designed by Gap Digital, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Townsend Coleman, Phil Proctor, Chuck McCann, Pat Music, and Shane Baumel, with Will Ryan as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.